At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is it on the men in the mirror, Sirianni and Hurts?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because it's not just one man. They both stunk on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have their own mirror or they share a mirror? Like they share one mirror or they each have their own separate mirrors they're looking at?
They probably all need to look at all in the same mirror or the separate mirror. However you want to do it, Joe.
Well, I just want to get changes here, Hugh. I'm trying to figure things out.
That guy was right. Hugh doesn't defend Jalen Hurts enough.
I know. I'm a bad person.
Well, at least you said it. All right, 215-592-9494. No, you don't have to defend Jalen Hurts today because he stunk on Friday. Let's call it for what it is. All right, let's go around the NFL a little bit, Hugh. It was a wild week 13 in the National Football League, and it does impact the Eagles in a lot of ways. All right, so let's start with Thanksgiving. Packers 31, Lions 24. Lions are in a lot of trouble, now facing a must-win Thursday against the Cowboys. Packers are putting it together, though, Hugh, and they look to me like they're going to be a top two seed in the NFC. I think the Packers end up winning that division. I know the Bears are on top right now. Mm-hmm. Packers impressed me on Thursday against the Lions.
Did not see that. Like, that was the one, I mean, even though I didn't see it coming, I felt like that probably was the 50-50 game.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but the other ones that, you know, kind of put the NFL on notice were Kansas City and Detroit. I mean, Dallas, that was kind of crazy. So, yeah, Dallas still alive, man. And, you know, it's funny because now people are trying to say, well, Dallas, Dak's going to choke. I don't know, dog. I don't know. He might not choke in the regular season. Now, we know what his playoff history has been. But, man, the team is playing well now.
Official statement on the NFC East is overtake from a few weeks ago. Mm. I am holding firm that this division is still the Eagles. I will convene on this after Thursday Night Football because I expect the Lions to beat the Cowboys. If that outcome doesn't go the way I'm anticipating, I might have myself a little issue on my hands here because I called something over, and if Dallas wins that game Thursday, the mat's not going in my direction anymore. I'm strong right now. Thursday's different. We'll see what happens on Thursday. All right. Joe Burrow comes back. Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. You know the 4-8 Bengals are alive in the AFC North?
They're alive. You said it, too. I think you were talking about how they might be still alive, but I didn't think so.
It's not that crazy to think that they could
win the division.
Steelers and Ravens play each other twice still.
I know. And they play the Ravens one more time so they could sweep them themselves. That division is up for grabs. All right, let's just skip over Friday because that was embarrassing. And we already talked about that all day. We will continue to. All right, a couple things from yesterday, Hugh, that are certainly impactful to the Eagles. Panthers 31. Your Panthers, Hugh, 31. The Rams 28. For the first time in a long time, the Rams take an L. I don't know what to do with the Panthers. Once in a while, they look like a terrible team.
He got over that heartache.
And then they look good once in a while.
He got over that Tyrese Maxey heartache.
Oh, Bryce Young?
Yeah.
You see the stat about Bryce Young?
What happened?
At his age, 24 years old, the most come-from-behind victories in the history of the NFL, he overtook Peyton Manning and Josh Allen yesterday.
He found out that they weren't loyal, and then he just took off since then. Tyrese took his girl. You know, that happens, man. Sometimes that heartache, you know. get over that heartache, and you just gotta your biggest success is your biggest win is having success, and that's what he's trying to do now.
He's playing a lot better than our quarterback.
He is.
A lot of quarterbacks are.
Yeah. And well, that's true. And the Panthers' offense has moved the ball way better than our quarterback.
I'm not playing with you today, Kyle. Mm.
What?
I'm not playing with you today.
I'm not even playing at all. I'm being dead serious.
It's how many quarterbacks are playing worse than Jalen right now?
You know, instead of our power rankings Wednesday, we should list all of the quarterbacks playing better than Jalen right now.
Could be a long segment. It's a lot. Yeah. Might be easier to list the ones playing worse than Jalen. It's not that many. All right. Yesterday, Seahawks 26, Vikings 0. Seahawks continue to roll up victories. Chargers 31-14. What thing to come out of that game yesterday, Hugh, was Justin Herbert hurt his hand. His non-throwing hand is going to have surgery. Pins being put in.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's able to play next week. The last two games yesterday, Bills 26, Steelers 7. We'll get to some audio from that coming up in a second. And the Broncos 27, Commanders 26. I'll tell you, watch that game last night.
Broncos ran off 9 straight, didn't they?
Broncos are good. I think they're going to end up the one seed. But Commanders aren't rolling over as the season ends.
They're not going quietly into the night.
We're going to have to beat them probably at least once, if not twice. And those are probably going to be games the way our team is playing right now. All right. Oh, and your Jets won again yesterday.
My Jets. Yeah, I saw that.
Aaron Glenn's got a little turnaround here throughout the last five.
He's about to get Raheem Morris fired, man.
Well, Raheem Morris getting himself fired here. That team stinks. It's a bad football team. That's a bad football team. All right, let's go around the NFL with some audio because there was a lot yesterday. A lot of beefs out there. This is the voice of Julius Chestnut from the Tennessee Titans. Listen to the accusation he put out there on the Jaguars punter. Listen to this.
I don't really know why the punter did that. You know, honestly, I was just trying to play hard and he came up to me, said he was going to kill me, you know? So I don't know what made him do that.
I mean, just things kind of tempers flared from that moment, you thought? I mean, just how did the frustrations of the game kind of boil into that moment, you think?
I don't think it was any frustration. I think it was just us playing hard, and me and the other guy was just playing hard, and I think he just wanted to something to say. Honestly, I have no idea.
You didn't get any kind of explanation as to what he took exception to? I mean, for him to kind of come toward you on the play after that?
No, I have no idea. I was just playing hard. He came with me, you know? I don't know what made him do that. Might have been a couple plays before, and I made a block on him, maybe. I don't know what made him want to do that, but. Yeah, that was surprising to me. I never seen nothing like that before.
So Julius Chestnut didn't come across to me as angry. He came across more very surprised.
He was shook. Thought he was shook.
You've been on the field for a lot of different trash talk.
He probably was laughing like, oh my gosh.
I need that punter.
No, listen.
Have you ever heard of a punter going up to a player and saying, I'm going to kill you?
No, he wasn't afraid. It was more like, wow.
What?
A lot of bravado from a punter.
Like, he did not see that coming.
You think Julius is worried that he meant it like I'm going to beat you up, kill you, or like,
lose no
or like,
sleep.
kill you.
He didn't lose no sleep.
Over the punter? I think they play again in week 18. They need to play that up. That's big stuff.
He looked like he just saw a ghost.
No, he probably was like, wow, out of all the trash talkers on the field.
The punter? Well, trash talk didn't end there yesterday. Let's go to Cam Hayward after the Bills beat the Steelers. Cam, in his feelings over him and Josh Allen having some beef.
You and Josh Allen, it seemed a little bit of frustration early on. Can you talk about it or?
Being kneed in my stomach. And then, just drawing back and forth. And then, ticked off the entire game because as a quarterback, they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You're saying he kneed you or
yes,
someone else?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Did you cross the line throughout the game or was it?
That was that one incident.
Was that on purpose by him?
Yes. He even said after, I had to do something to get you off of me.
Had to get you something to get you off of me, huh?
Cam was not playing yesterday with the media. You ever get kicked in the stomach by a quarterback?
A quarterback kicked me in the stomach?
That's what he said. Like Josh Allen did. Josh
bought that action, man.
Yeah.
I don't really think he is, though, but I think because he plays a position that he plays and he's overall protected by
his
players.
That's what Cam seemed upset about. Like, he could kick me, and then I can't do anything back.
Yeah, but I guess I ain't got no better way of saying this, but Josh Allen don't strike me as the type of cat you catch him on the streets. He got that same performance.
Are most quarterbacks? I don't think he is either.
I don't mean, and I'm not saying it like, you know, catch him on the street, but I'm just saying, like, it's different on the field because, you know, like, most of the time when you're the quarterback, you know, you can bristle up at folks. And he a big dude, too.
Yeah.
But I don't really think, you know, if you, like, in a real world setting that you bought that action.
Well, I you're probably right about that. I thought Cam Harrell was going to cry, though. He was very upset. You could see the emotion in his voice. You could see it in his eyes and then hear it in his voice. Last one, though, and we saved the best for last. Shelby Harris, defensive tackle for the Cleveland Browns yesterday, not happy with Juwan Jennings, San Francisco wide receiver.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Yeah, because he got a helmet on, but that's probably coming. Somebody gonna catch him slipping.
He's a hoe.
Just want that known.
You's a hoe. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it was.
It's the best audio of the season.
Say, that's why you got punched in the mommy daddy.
He's a hoe.
That is funny. But I tell you, these kids nowadays, man, they're such killers.
Do you think we've reached a point in the season where everyone's kind of just had it, like they've been beat up for 3 or 4 months, and we're getting?
Well, it's gonna get a little chippy.
Yeah, this was the weekend. It felt like it
and
went.
And I tell
there.
You what, man, parity. Like every time something like this happens, I think about the parity in the NFL.
Yep.
Because a lot of times people like to call in. They like to find comfort in stats. You know, they like to find comfort in the hierarchy of offenses and, you know, defenses and stuff like that. This should prove to you that it doesn't matter. Like, we got beat by the 29th and the 27th ranked defense.
Don't matter.
Didn't matter. You know what I mean? And people used to call it with solace about, well, we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Guess what? Dallas knew that.
Chicago knew it.
Didn't give two dams about it.
Nope.
They did not care.
They kicked their ass.
DeAndre Swift came in here. Shout out to DeAndre Swift. Because I know his dad probably listens. He came in here and ran like he was trying to let them know they should have never let him go.
You know, they had a lot of ex-Eagles with revenge. It was Swift. It was
Byard. Was it Lamide?
Byard with the pick?
Who was the receiver? Was the receiver, too? We had
Zacchaeus?
A receiver. Yeah, it was Lamide.
There's like four of those guys. They were all over the place. I'm like, these guys are all Eagles.
They were doing the Harlem Shuffle, the Harlem Shake. They were doing all
really?
Kinds of little. I don't know. I just made that up.
No, okay. Like, yeah, it's 1 o'clock.
They were dancing. They were celebrating. The beat down of
Ben Johnson taking his shirt off in the locker room.
Did
afterwards?
You see the thing that happened in Chicago because of that? I think a hot dog stand in Chicago said if Ben Johnson took his shirt off, everyone could get a free hot dog, like the whole city.
Oh, jeez.
So he just put, I mean, I don't know how that handled that for their business, but he put them on the map. By the way, speaking of parity here, so there's one game left tonight, the Patriots and Giants, but we're going to end week 13 in the NFL with every division no more than two games separating first and second place. And in most divisions, it's a game or a game and a half. I mean, this is exactly what the NFL wants entering December.
Good yeah. weekend for Guess the Takes, too.
It was.
Colts or frauds.
Yeah. I mean, ever since you put Daniel Jones in the MVP race, yeah, the guy has fun. The guy's got a broken fibula now.
I said they were going to regret the Sauce trade. Now he's injured.
Yep.
But that wasn't why I said it. That's a tough loss to the Texans.
It's a big one.
And now it's... Is it them versus Jacksonville next week?
This week in Jacksonville, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to that Daniel Jones MVP thing? That
they're going to need those
picks. You're talking about me. I feel attacked.
You jinxed him.
They're going to regret giving away those first-round picks.
Of course they are. Of course they probably already are. 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tracy is up on WIP. Tracy!
Yes.
What's up, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, what's Tracy. Up, man? What's up?
Hey. I was just trying to comment on what y'all was talking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it from the fourth game, and from the fourth game, I seen that I'm speaking from an offensive lineman point of view because I used to play football for high school and college, and our offensive line is garbage truck juice. I never seen where a guard or an offensive tackle had a kill shot and at guard or offensive tackle wind up on his backside. Tyler Steen is not a starter, in my opinion. The center and our guard on the other side, they started the season injured. They should have chilled for the first half of the season because they not playing to the standard they was playing to last year. Becton not re-signing him, that was huge. No matter what people try to say, that was huge. Jordan Mailata, it looked like, I don't know. Like, it looked like he already at the mountaintop already, and he not playing with no pride. And I understand everybody saying the offensive coordinator, it's his fault, everything. I get it just a little bit because, like I said, in college and in high school, the coach called the play right there. The defense knew the play. And as an offensive lineman, you had to have pride in making sure that you blocked them. So it's not about if defenses know what we're doing. Where is the pride at? Like, and then Jalen Hurts, yes, he definitely was the main reason, in my opinion, why we lost that game on Friday. And the offense just looked different. I'm hearing, like, as far as with the RPO and everything, if he don't want to run that, everything is reminding me of what Darren Sproles put out there later on, where Carson Wentz didn't run the same offense as
Nick Foles when he won
a Super Bowl. It seemed like it's the same format. Like, as much as I don't want to say put in the backup quarterback, I mean, I'm leaning towards it because it's like, what is you here for, Jalen? If you don't want to run what got us to being great, or you being great, like, I mean, it's time for you to move on then. Like, I'm just sorry. We look sorry out there. Like, Saquon Barkley not hitting the holes. I'm looking at him dancing around and everything. Like, I ain't trying to blame him all the way, but it's a shame how when Bigsby do come in, it looked like a different running game.
I know,
like,
Tracy. I know, and we didn't give Bigsby a single carry
ironic,
on Friday.
Ain't it ironic? Yeah. All that talk about him getting the ball,
roll the tank even, out, left the tank in the garage.
Yeah, that was pettiness. Had to have been.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yep. I'm sorry. They just look awful,
that
and
was
I do
reckless,
feel
that's
like
reckless speculation right there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You, but
no, not for you. That was Kyle's reckless.
No apologies either. Tracy, what do you got for us? Bad combo. What are you thinking?
Bad combo, I'm saying chicken noodle soup with blue cheese.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting. Trace, that's a great answer. Wow. Chicken noodle soup.
Who does that?
Well, I mean, it's a bad combo.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't like blue cheese. You guys blue cheese?
Oh, yeah, I like blue cheese.
I'm not a fan. Mm.
I'd rather the ranch from having the buffalo.
Cowards. Oh, it's blue.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Mm. I like that answer. That was a good one. Let's go to all right, Marty's got a question for Hugh Douglas. What's up, Marty?
Hey, how's it going?
Marty.
What's up, Marty?
Thanks for letting me on, guys.
You got it, Marty.
I was a long-time caller. Maybe this will help tell you why I called. I used to talk to Angelo once a week. I bled through Randall and Donovan. My family's been diehard for 40 years, and you know how life changes. You just don't call as much. But watching this team, I had to call today because we could finally have a dynasty. And it's slipping through our fingers. And I really had a question for Hugh. I like Hugh and Richie in the morning because you guys played the game. This week, well, I'm not a professional athlete, but I have watched football for 40 years. So I'm a professional watcher.
That qualifies. You're
yeah,
good.
Well, that,
you're
that
good.
Counts.
We welcome all.
Most of us are like you, Marty. Go ahead.
We welcome
check
all.
Check this out. It looks like Donovan, not Donovan, it looks like Jalen, our receivers, it's like when they meet on Sunday, it's the first time they've ever played together. It's like, and here's my question for you, and I said this to your producer when he asked me to stay on the phone. This week, Nick, Petula, Jalen, and our receivers should be down there at that link, 8 hours, running plays. They get paid. I don't even need an offensive line because these guys, after 40 years of watching, I don't see any synchronicity. These guys are like, who's that receiver? And the sad part is, guys, we could have a dynasty. Somehow, Howie pulled together our defense because we got rid of a lot of guys. And watching this team, we do have the pieces. Do I want to blame Jalen? I do, but I really can't. We won it last year, and we've really filled in really great. Hugh, do you think they're down there running these plays with these guys all week? And if not, that's Nick Sirianni's fault. our offense does not know how to jive. And that this is so, something so simple. What's going on there, Hugh? Are they practicing or are they not even together during the week?
Marty, you know what? I wish I could answer your question definitively, but I can't. But I'm going to tell you what I know from the time that I played. And that's you worked together. You were with each other all the time. So I'm going to say yes. But to your point, what you see on Sunday or Friday in this matter where it looks like they're not, it feels like that to me too. So you're not far off. And that's what blows my mind, because even if you don't like the quarterback, you got to talk to him.
Mm.
You got to talk to him. You got to talk to him.
Do these four guys go out at night and have a beer and say, look it, this is what we got to do? I mean, if it was my friends, they're my workers together, and we get along, and we could have a dynasty. We could win our suit. And Philly, think about Philly. We are green. We die green. And we're going to let it slip through our hands. It's like these guys don't even know each other. And I know Petula's new, but, Crepe, get 10 plays.
Man, listen.
And run the place so the ball gets to him. It seems simple. Now, I'm not a professional, but it seems like these guys don't even know each other on Sunday.
Let me tell you, Marty. All I know is this. All my teammates, if I don't see them for a couple hours or a couple years, they're always family.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just like, you know, me and Ike, you know, we work together. We get to see each other. Me and John, you know.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand it, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be this hard, Marty. And it at times,
especially after you won a Super Bowl.
I know.
Like, y'all won a Super Bowl.
That play, Marty, on Friday when say they threw to Saquon in the flat when Jalen threw the ball and Saquon wasn't even turned around. I sat down. I'm like, are they even practicing? Like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
I'm even cool with cats that ain't even been on my squad, like that played in my era.
All right, Marty, Marty, what do you got for us? A bad combination. What are you thinking?
I think I got the winner. You ready?
Yep.
Hair and food.
What? Hair and food. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, food, hair and your food.
Hair and your food.
Marty,
well, that's a bad combination.
That's a really bad... It just ruins the food. Because you can't just, like... You could just take the hair out, but it just... The whole operation feels off.
Know, for a guy that has a fluffy beard like me, every now and then, I just pull the hair out and just keep going.
Yeah, but when you were serving
if it's not my hair, on Saturday,
did you wear one of those, like, nets in your beard?
I think it's foreign hair in the food, right?
Yeah, not your own.
I did not. I did not wear ice cream.
You should have wore the net over your beard.
I made sure I wasn't hovering over the ice cream with chin all over the ice cream.
Yeah, but you could have ruined someone's night if one of your beard hairs was in the ice cream.
Yeah, I probably could have.
It's gross.
Yeah. Somebody said something like that. I'm like, man, they didn't give me the thing for my beard.
You know, one time I went back to a pizza place to return a pizza that I had found a hair in. Mm-hmm. I told him, and I guess it was like the chef.
He said you lied.
Yeah, well, he came back. He came up to the front to like confront me. I tried to do it discreetly. I called him like, hey, like, just come back.
You don't
want to
make a big deal. You just want,
yeah,
pizza.
Right. Like, because I like the place. And the guy comes back and he's like, I just don't like understand how like
piece
that could have happened. And I said to him, I was like, you know, the funny thing is, it actually looks exactly like the hair that's on your face right now.
It's your hair, man.
Yeah. Like, but you know, as soon as I saw the guy, I was like, this is your hair.
In a snippy way, though.
Oh, I sure did, yeah. Well, because he tried to give me crap for it.
Yeah, that's where the business has just to eat it and just give you a new pie. I mean,
that's it. Like, if you complain about it, customer's always right.
And now, all these years later, Kyle just said it on the air. So screw that guy.
What's his name?
No, you don't have to do that. 2-2.
I'm messy.
You are. 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people on the other side. I'm sure they have a lot to say today. I wonder, are you people being honest with themselves today? Or
probably
are they?
Somewhat.
All right. That's interesting. All right. Plus, we got to get to this. The latest on Kyle Schwarber, the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes, which could be revved up here. Hugh, come on. We got an Eagles season falling apart. Now you're going to hit us with Kyle Schwarber's not coming back. We'll give you the latest on Schwarber, when he might sign, and who are the teams that are chasing Kyle Schwarber alongside the Phillies right now, and how quickly this thing might be resolved. 215-592-9494. That's all coming up. Your calls and your last shot to get in for the prize today. Qualifying prize and, of course, entry for the grand prize. Give us two things that do not go together. They're just bad combinations, like Sirianni and Petula when it comes to offense. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Not Annie.
Yeah, we could use a little Annie on the show.
Come on, Hugh. That's your girl.
Not my, girl.
This was going to be your Halloween costume, right?
No. You know what I find ironic?
Can it be next year?
Please.
Nah. Not prostituting myself like that. But we've had a come to Jesus moment where it's amazing how what a week does and a loss does. Because there's a lot of people coming to grips with what's going on with this team. And again, I have to stress, it's not just one thing. So let's stop that. It's a bunch of different things, but it's a coming to Jesus.
You know what this
moment
sounds like to me? This sounds like an I told you so, Douglas, with empathy behind it. Like, right, I told
it,
you.
It is.
Yeah, but I feel
sorry,
for
but
you.
I told you. Yeah.
Yes. I'm, yeah,
It is what I told you so.
Yeah.
Because
speaking of Annie, by the way, Hard Knocks next week.
It's Hard Knocks tomorrow.
No, Hard, oh, yeah, Hard Knocks.
Right, this week, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Hard Knocks.
I wonder.
Sing it, Hill.
I wonder how much. No, I'm serious. How much are we gonna get behind pulled behind the curtain?
Enough,
because it's obviously not good,
enough,
right? I wonder how this gets parsed out. Because we got 2 weeks of info, right? And back to back losses.
Ooh, yeah, especially the Cowboys one.
Yeah, we got back to back, and then they'll probably be like what they shoot tonight won't be airing.
For a couple weeks. So here's the question. You think we get some tension between certain parties? Maybe they get that on camera? Emotion? Yelling? Some crying, potentially?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but AJ and Jalen high-fived on the field.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Well, everything's fine now?
Yeah.
We're good? Sure. All right, you know what? You mentioned the sun will come out tomorrow. It certainly will if we get some good news in town. Maybe like, you know, Kyle Schwarber signing soon back with the Phillies. Let's hear the latest John Morosi as we are in the month of December. Winter meetings are coming up next week. What is the timeline for Kyle Schwarber's free agency and making a decision? Here is John Morosi, MLB Network.
Kyle Schwarber, I believe, will sign first. Neither one of them will sign this week. I think both of those signings, Schwarber and Tucker, feel like we're headed towards a winter meetings signing extravaganza, which, by the way, Lauren, we are there a week from today.
I can't wait.
The winter meetings will be underway in Orlando, Florida. So excited about this. I think with Schwarber being the older player and with his market being a little more set as the role that he has, I think Schwarber signs first.
All right, so there are a couple things there. December 7th through the 11th, so Sunday through Thursday coming up. That is the winter meeting. So we're getting close to that. It's next week. He also mentioned there, Hugh, he thinks Schwarber might be the first big domino off the board even before Kyle Tucker. It always goes where, like, all the teams are waiting for one guy to sign and then everyone else kind of gets in line after that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Schwarber might be the first big name to sign.
Schwarber, for me, if I'm looking at free agents and what my team needs, mm-hmm. he checks all the boxes. And I know he wasn't a World Series champion here, but he's been one.
Yep.
He's a stable force in the locker room. That's what he's been. I would even venture to say, like, especially this year, more so than Bryce Harper. He just goes to work and he does his job. Mm-hmm. And he just hits dingers. Like, he just crushes the ball.
So 56 of them.
I want that on my squad.
Me too. So here's the latest from Jeff Passan. So Morosi's telling us when and now who. According to Jeff Passan here, this is the way he described Schwarber. Quote, the bellwether of the class, Schwarber's market is healthy. He's going to get years, and he's going to get AAV. And at this point, he might be the likeliest of the big free agents to sign first. That's two reporters saying the same thing. He might go first. And then this. Unclear if something gets done before the meetings, but I'd be surprised if they end and he doesn't have a team. This sounds like Schwarber's going to have a team by next Thursday. And he ends his little report here with, quote, the Phillies remain the favorite with Boston, Cincinnati, the Mets, and others in the mix. It's that last one that has me a little uncomfortable here, Hugh. We knew about Boston. We knew about Cincinnati. They've been courting him since the season when then the catch with his dad on the field, which was a joke. And now he throws the Mets in there. Hugh, I don't like the Mets being involved in this. That owner is a wild card.
And he got bread.
He's got more bread than anybody. And I just can't handle that. I can't. The idea of Schwarber on the Mets is...
Got a long pay, but see that... Like,
Hugh, listen, I can't handle it.
Can I help you?
Can't handle it.
This is what happens.
Cannot do it.
When you allow her to walk out the door, when you know you start talking about, we'll leave, don't nobody else want you. And then as soon as she get ready to hit the door, the phone start blowing up. You be like, wait.
Uh-oh.
Baby, come back. Baby, come back.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
No, ain't never happened to me.
But you got to get the girl first.
Yeah, I ain't got no... Yeah. But while you play it, I know why I'm not dating now. I figured it out.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Care
I
to
figured
share?
It out this weekend.
What happened?
What is it?
No, I don't want to work that hard.
I could have told you that.
No, you know,
we
I
all knew this
out.
The moment we met you.
I don't want to work that hard, man, because like I met somebody, right, and we started, you know, making plans to go to dinner.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And what was the name of the place, Kyle? I forgot. But the
I don't know.
What
Zahav? Zahav, yeah.
Zahav.
The Israeli restaurant.
6 months to reservation. Man, listen. Oh, I mean,
must be good.
But then I said something about chicken and peas. She tried to poo-poo chicken and peas. I'm like, what you talking about, girl?
Well, I wasn't right on her part.
What you mean? Chicken and peas is a staple in this
community.
That's
her problem.
Yeah, you may have dodged a bullet there.
That's why I was like, you know what? If you disrespect chicken and peas, we can't date. So I was like, all right, then. What's nice? Nice to know you. So, I ain't doing that.
So why aren't you dating again?
I don't want to work.
Also, remember the woman that Hugh told Zahav. Us on the air that talked too much?
Oh, yeah.
Zahav?
That,
I didn't even know what that was. And then I started looking at the menu.
No, the menu looks good.
The menu does look good, but
I, of course, yes.
You got like 6 months. You got like a 6 months. They backed up. Like, seriously. Man, I ain't got that kind of time. I don't know what's about to happen in 6 months. Not to be taking you to no fancy restaurant.
You know, you could just put in the reservation and then whoever you're with at that time you go.
Know who I am?
You have it for 6 months from now, and if that person's still around, then you take her. But if she's not around, you take whoever's there.
But my thing is this, like ladies, help me out.
Might be good.
I know we're about to get ready to go, but help me out. Why, when you meet somebody, like you're going straight for like, because in my mind, I'm thinking coffee or a nice little lunch. Like chicken pieces is like, that's top notch. They got crab legs, like some good. They got good food.
This should be the commercial for chicken.
No, I'm just saying they got good legs. Food. So my thing is, first of all, why are you trying to like? If you just meet me, why are you trying to hit a home run? That's not who you're dealing with, and we ain't going there. I start speaking Spanish, like, huh? I start being incoherent at that point, huh? Because I knew when she said a name I couldn't pronounce. All right, we ain't going there. That's like we've been dating for a while. That's a treat.
You're not that adventurous.
Man, I'm not trying to go there.
Plus, you don't want to share plates and all that.
First of all,
you do that at that kind of restaurant.
Like that sounds like that's like a $200 date, like out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of restaurants are these days.
Hmm. is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a decent restaurant. You're probably going to spend close to $200.
No, Chicken and Pete's is a great restaurant. Yeah. I'm putting like $100, if that. And we eating some crab legs. We getting some mussels. We getting some crab fries as an appetizer.
Yep.
And we got the TVs on. Like, listen, I'm trying to do that. Like, no, like, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not.
Did this conversation start with Schwarber's free agency? Yeah.
That was a good ad by you, by the way.
I mean,
they should just clip that.
No, but listen, when she said, I don't eat that chicken pizza, but we can't date. we can't date because Pete feeds me every Monday.
Boy, I hope that lady's listening today.
Hugh needs the TV on so he can.
Hey, listen, if she is, it don't make a difference. I lit that fire that night. I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. Ike was there. Ike was laughing at me. Like, I don't think he heard the conversation, but he was laughing. That's good.
Just to wrap this up, is Schwarber a Philly next Thursday?
No!
Where's he going?
Yeah, how do we get the chickens and peas?
I don't know. He spun the Schwarber thing into why he's not dating. He just wanted to tell us this.
I just wanted
to share.
I am undateable.
Is Schwarber re-signing with the Phillies by next Thursday?
No.
Where's he going?
I would probably say the Mets.
Oh, my phone is you know what? You have some nerve.
What the hell is your problem, dude?
Some nerve.
Wait a minute, why are you getting mad at me?
Because the day, the day we're coming in here, licking our wounds from the Eagles, at 137, you strap, yeah, you know what? Going to the Mets.
No, but Joe, listen.
As if we're going to be okay with that.
I didn't say we're going to be okay with it, but who has long paper?
The Mets!
And what is Kyle Schwarber looking for?
Money. I'm taking it out on you. I'm frustrated.
But is he looking for years more than money?
Well, okay, he going to get both.
Well,
he going to get years and money. So where am I wrong? Why are you mad at me for telling the truth?
Well, you know how this goes.
Yeah. Look, I want him back.
What city have you been doing radio in?
Like, Kyle, the simple fact that this story went from, hey, he's going to let him know what's going on, to him becoming the absolute hottest free agency in free agency.
Yeah.
I said it twice. The hottest free agent in free agency. What do you think that means?
He's getting paid. So I want him back. I'm going to be upset if he's gone. If he goes to somewhere like the Red Sox, I'm going to be upset, but I can handle it. It's not going to hurt the Phillies, though, on a day-to-day basis or in the division next year or anything like that. He goes to the Mets. That's a disaster, everyone. I mean, it's a disaster. They can't let him end up on the Mets. The Red Sox, again, that's separate. That's AL team, whatever. I won't like it, but I'll handle it. And we got to replace him then. You cannot let him go to the Mets. I mean, that would be, you start lining up their lineup with Lindor and Soto and Schwarber. I mean, we're in some trouble. We can't have that happen. All right, back to the phone lines here. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Guys, the line we're talking about last year. Remember they're talking about they would have beat us if they played us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what they were talking about because they had the X factor, and the X factor was Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
man, this guy schemed us to death. I love Fangio, but on Friday we got schemed to death, and they made us look that product that we put on the field, offense wise. The defense, they did their job, man. I can't get on them too much, but that offensive product we put out on the field was horrible. It was atrocious. I don't know, guys, why is it every year after you win a Super Bowl, and this is a known fact, we cannot adapt to the league the next year. This product that Nick Sirianni and Howie put out this year is horrible, point blank, period. I know in the offseason he told us to bear it with him, but we didn't know it was going to be in this kind of fashion on the cusp of another collapse.
Mm-mm.
Guys, I don't want to hear about Kevin Patua no more. Jalen Hurts got to play better. Not no garbage time stats throwing to A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts consistently misses wide open receivers. He threw the ball behind Smitty on that one play. And on that one play, he had Goddard down the seam for a wide open touchdown. And a couple times that game, he missed open players.
Yep.
Guys, the Cowboys are a game behind us, guys.
Mm.
And we go into that Black Friday game wearing all black, and we got buried in our own stadium, guys. And I'm not going to be on the defensive line, but the last 2 weeks they've been on a milk carton, Carter, Davis, Phillips. against Dallas, we got no pressure. And last week against Caleb, we got no pressure, guys. And I love Fangio, guys, but like I said before, we got schooled.
Yeah, he got his defense got his ass kicked. You're right. And the Ben Johnson, he might be as good as advertised. What he's done this year with the Bears, that it kind of reminds me, Terrence, of Sean McVay's first year with the Rams.
He is the head of the league.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the head of the league. Yeah. And one more thing. I heard who said this last week, and I heard, I forget who it was. I think it was Dave. He tried to push back on him. Saquon does not have the heart this year. He doesn't have the desire. And I saw on tape, guys, he's missing a lot of big holes that are opening up wide, and he's choosing to bounce to outside instead of running north-south. And that's why people are calling for Tank, because Tank running north and south, and he's hitting these holes quickly, and Saquon wants to dance around. My man, just run straight. Hit the holes, and we'll be fine.
Let's go.
Stop dancing around.
Terrence,
you don't want the contest.
You're right about it. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for a bad combination?
Guys, this might be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys that are bald and are trying to wear this hair dye and it's leaking down their face and they got little patches in their head when they start sweating. The bald heads, the going bald and the hair dye, it ain't a good combination, man.
Oh, like Jalen Brown, like the Jalen Browns when
give it up, man. Give it up.
Come on home.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bald, you mean bald and putting a Beijing?
Yeah. Terrence,
yeah. Bald in Beijing. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, what was it? It was Jalen Brown, right? He was on the opponent's jersey.
Oh, yeah, the fake hairline.
Yeah, you can't do that. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think people came down on this one today? Are you fully panicking about this Eagles season? Yes or no?
80%. Panic.
A little bit less. 68.9% full panicking. 31.1% not quite full panicking. Doesn't mean they're not panicking. Just
not full.
It's a difference. The full or not the full.
It is funny to me because they don't look that much different than they have all season long.
They're just not winning the game.
Exactly. And that was, you know, everyone's like, they're whatever, 8-2, shut up. Yeah. They're 8-3, shut up. And it just took two losses, but they look the same.
Yeah, I think two other things have factored in. The Cowboys are obviously rising, so that they're there. And I think people thought eventually it would get better, and now I think we're reaching a point where, like, it's not.
Getting worse. You could make the argument it's getting worse.
Yeah. And do we think it's going to get better Monday night in Los Angeles? They might win, but is the offense going to look much better?
And the reality of the standings are they were the number one seed for a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, they're, I guess, the three.
It's becoming harder to lie to ourselves.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We're dropping the act finally.
Mm. Let's care of Mark, and then we'll get to you people. Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Yo, guys. I love when the show just goes off the rails and you guys just start talking about, like, whatever.
Happen. Like Hugh's dating life? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're always on the rails.
Before I get to my Eagles points, I already qualified for a prize, but since there's only 15 minutes left in the show, can I give you the winning answer?
Sure, let's hear it.
All right. How about Elizabeth Taylor and eight husbands?
Wow, they're all bad combinations. She couldn't keep any of them. That's a good answer, Mark.
That is.
The way she couldn't keep any of them is crazy.
And actually, she was married twice to the same guy.
Yeah, he went back for seconds. Go ahead,
but was that part of the eight, though?
So she married. Technically, she married
seven different men, eight
seven,
husbands.
Yeah.
He's a separate husband.
That ain't as bad.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys Wednesday night at the game. So anyway, so my Eagles point. I agree with pretty much everything you guys have been saying. Jalen's been bad. Defense is horrible. The Nick 2-point conversion was absolutely mind blowing, and I don't understand why Tank Bigsby.
Tank Bigsby. Don't worry about it. We screw up.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm talking Hughism right now. So but he got no carries in the game the other day. That's crazy.
I know. I kept calling for more, and then they gave him less. They gave him none.
That's why. Because they were like...
Tired of my nonsense?
Yeah. No, they were tired of people calling for Tank Bigsby.
Give him the football. It's not that big of a deal. All right, Mark, great phone call. We'd love to hear from you, and we will see you Wednesday. Yes, it is a midday show. Night out at the Flyers game Wednesday. Mr. Black Hockey, you ready for those Flyers?
Hot.
No, I'm ready now.
Hot.
14 wins. Penguins tonight.
Right.
Let's get to win number 15. By the way, quickly before we get to you people, I just searched the husbands of Elizabeth Taylor. What do we think about this? So Richard Burton was the double up, right? She married Richard Burton twice.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no husband in between. They broke up.
And then they got married again.
Yeah, so she was married to Richard Burton from 64 to 74. And then I guess they called it off, right? And then they got remarried in 75. If there's
because
no husband in between...
At that point,
I don't think we can count him as a second husband.
Well, at that point, they probably just like, you know what, they were a little older.
1 year?
Well, like older, like more mature couple.
Yeah.
And he probably was like, listen, I'm the only one that's going to put up with your stuff at this point in your life. And she probably said, okay.
Yeah, the second time only lasted 1 year, and then they called that one off. So anyway, there's our Elizabeth Taylor husband talk. Let's get to you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So every week, it seems, we get a new, like, novelty account in there, comments. We had Jolly, the fake Jolly.
Yeah, who was
last
there
week.
Today?
Who's still there today, Jolly,
okay,
by the way.
Good. Hey, Jolly.
Who's naming Secretariat the number one athlete in Philadelphia.
It might be Jolly, then.
They do have all of Jolly's best hits, so it could be Jolly.
The best hits of Jolly.
Yeah. today, however, Herb from the Northeast checking into the chat.
Oh, I don't buy that for
There's no shot. No shot.
He may watch YouTube, but creating an account and commenting,
I highly doubt it. We've had Hugh's third eye, Joe's head glare, Kyle's mustache, the classics.
Yeah. Yep.
You're getting some take it back chants in the chat.
Oh, for the Cowboys thing, yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm on high alert for the Cowboys.
Yeah, we'll have to relitigate.
Yes.
Maybe at some point this week. Mm-hmm. So, they are 8-4, you morons. Luckily, no one said that on the air today.
Oh, they knew that.
I would have dumped them.
They would have got dropped quickly.
I was thinking about reporting that that comment.
No, that person
YouTube,
has to be trolling.
To the YouTube moderators.
No one could watch the last two games like, oh, they're 8-4.
I mean, there are some people out there like that.
Yeah.
I should have back-channeled and tried to get them banned from our YouTube chat.
Just get them out.
I said nobody mentioned the record today.
Please don't.
Yep. Fire Giglio, suspend Quinn, bench Douglas.
Well, we already benched Hughes Clues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are Hughes Clues still sensitive about that, or are they okay with
They'll
all
this?
They'll
be all right. Yeah. Again, man, we get that. We got other stuff.
They're sitting back and watching the tape for ComboCon. Kyle is not allowed to be happy when we win. That's too bad.
Are you happy?
No, I think they're saying that since I was hard on them today.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
I'm not allowed to share in the joy when they win.
Yeah, that's not how this works. But okay,
yeah. I mean, too bad. Mm-hmm. So, somebody needs to get Dr. Karp to talk to this team.
You know what? I've heard worse ideas. Mm. How do you think they'd act if Dr. Karp walked in there?
Probably looking at him like CJGG code. What's that one we played? What you talking about?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
You talking about?
Yeah, that one.
Yes, that would be happening.
Well, it's worth a try. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trying things, can ChatGPT call the plays next week?
Would you rather Petullo or AI call the plays?
Look, we're tinkering with everything now.
If we fed AI their playbook, right? So AI knew the names, right? Could spit it back into Jalen's helmet.
Hitch routes.
Right, and then told AI it's third and six. They might do a better job. I'm open to this, Hugh. AI or Petullo, who calls the plays Monday night?
Petullo.
AI or KP?
Kevin Petullo.
AI.
I would try it. Yep. I guess we had a new guy in the chat today. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy with Joe? And somebody said, that's you. He was a beast.
Who's the guy with Joe? Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
that's got to be a first. It usually has to be the other way.
Who's that idiot
over there next to the former Eagle?
Yeah, I guess that's supposed to bother.
No. I think they were being totally genuine.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, and that's fine. I haven't seen
them in the chat before.
You know what? Because to be totally honest, I've never... My identity was never tied to just being a football player. Yeah. I'm a man of many
You are of many times.
I am an analyst.
An actor.
I'm about to win this.
You're an actor first.
Man, you know what? But I will say this. Putting it back on me. This should put me, should put me at the top for what was it again?
Insider of the year.
One of
my uncles at Thanksgiving, by the way, referred to you as an insider.
Insider of the year. Yeah, this right here.
Steam.
All of this right here. Should put me in the top running.
Okay.
I think you have to break the winner of Insider of the Year is going to be the person that finally breaks the big story. What really has gone on behind the scenes?
You know what you should do?
You didn't see the story I sent y'all the other day? What? Recklessly speculating?
Yeah, but you didn't break that on the air. I'm not saying you should right now. You probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
You know what you should do, Hugh?
Don't do it.
I have an idea because I think we all agree a change is probably coming to the Petullo thing. They're probably going to have someone new call plays. You should just tweet, sources tell me the Eagles will have a new play caller.
Is that right?
This week. And just give it a shot.
No, wait, don't tweet it. Do it tomorrow at 10 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Say, hey,
Because like, if it does happen, you were the one that broke it, whether you actually were just talking out of your rear end or not.
Shoot, shot.
Yeah, per my sources.
I mean, why not?
That needs to be a strategically, I can't even say it, strategically crafted tweet.
Yeah, you know what? Regroup, work on it tomorrow.
We'll
buddy.
Talk tomorrow. No,
yeah, I was saying, I need a
We're all,
I need a tweet
almost
writer.
Out of here, buddy. Yep. Yeah, you do. You need a ghost writer.
I need strategically crafted. Yep. It just said it too fast. I'm all right. I got it.
Speaking of, a couple bad combos. Hugh Douglas and Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't go well together.
It's a good one.
Yep. This show and a comb.
Not necessary.
Yeah, not very necessary. Yeah. Let me guess, Hugh, they're tired.
You just mad.
Somebody's anticipating your
excuses. I did wonder watching the game. Are we getting the yearly Jordan Davis swoon at the end of the season? He's getting pushed around. Did wonder that.
Sorry, guys. Don't have time for Hugh's nonsense today.
Well, that's half of the show. So,
AJ Douglas is way too giddy after that loss today.
Wow. The allegations are out.
No, I mean, I just spit facts on this thing every day.
Oh, glad you said it. We are down so bad today that Hugh Douglas is spitting facts.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I've been spitting them, but y'all just wanted to call me names and say mean and hurtful stuff to me.
Darn right.
Who's laughing now? Ha, ha, ha.
See? Too giddy. That's AJ
Douglas.
No, listen, I don't.
The midday
it's not
show.
A good week.
AJ Douglas. Joe Giulio.
For me.
94WI.
It's not a good week when things like this happen, man. We're down bad.
No, that's why we're working through it together.
We're down bad.
You didn't want to come in today, by the way.
No, you didn't.
I did not. I didn't feel like
you wanted to abandon us.
I didn't feel like fooling with the foolishness.
You abandoned us the last time they lost two straight. We sense a pattern here.
No,
often you are the foolishness.
I had to go make a speech. That day, the first time.
The rumors are you might resign if they lose three in a row. You might just tap out of here. All right, before we go, we got to give away our prize, a qualifying prize, and automatically enter for the grand prize here. We got some good ones really towards the end of the show. Hair and food, that one got us all to cringe a little bit. I think that's the best one. Bad combo, hair and food. It was Marty. Marty, you're our winner today. We appreciate it. All right, everyone, have yourself a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is live at Chickie's. The Jordan Mailata show tonight from there, and then the Players Lounge with Hugh Douglas later on this evening. You guys have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.